Good, what's good? We are back. Another live from Fednam Music Reviews. And let me go ahead and change my screen here. We want to go to the animated. Appreciate anybody that's tuning in. You know, I move these music reviews to 6 p.m. Eastern time to give people time to get home on Saturdays and whatnot, because people do work on Saturdays. So, appreciate anybody tuning in. We got about 15 tracks loaded up today that we're going to get into. I want to give people time to tune in and whatnot. Hope everybody's doing all right out there. Let's get on here on Facebook and let's share this. So we had this went on yesterday. Pace One, for y'all don't know who Pace One is, Pace One was part of the Outsiders, and there was a group that Marshall Mathers, Eminem, used to be a part of. So Slim Shady, Eminem was part of Outsiders. You had Pace One, Young Z, and about 7, 8, 9 other members of that crew and whatnot. Let's share this to want to share this. And we're going to share it to the Everyday Hip Hop page. And then we're going to get into it. From now on, we're going to do $1 skip the lines until I decide to go back to $5 skip the lines. So basically the way it works, if I haven't emailed you and told you we're reviewing your music day of or that day, that you got to pay $1 skip the line to get your music reviewed that day. If not, you can submit to liveforfayetnam@gmail.com, MP3 only, and then you can wait till next week or the next time I go on with live reviews, which it could be in the middle of the week, depending on how many reviews I get. So let's post to this page real quick. And then we're about to get started. And don't forget, if you get a yay, I'm going to clip up your yay. And I'll post that to Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube as well. I don't think nobody clips up individual live music reviews but me. I think I'm the only person on the planet that does that, to be honest with you. Don't forget, these music reviews are brought to you by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz and Dizzle Brand Premium Luxury Liqueur. Anybody that's tuning in, please comment yay, nay, or okay. I don't personally try to trash any music. I can't control what anybody says in the comments. So on that note, we're going to get into the first song of the day, which is El Hay and Xavier Omar. Oh, my bad. My bad. No, it's not. It's Daffodildos. The Daffodildos, What's Your Excuse? That's the first song of the day is Daffodildos, What's Your Excuse? Please comment yay, nay, or okay. Depending on how you feel about the songs, get into it.
Where are you going to get your protein from?
Hey, I'm watching.
That didn't. Why didn't it fade out? Oh, it was supposed to fade out. My bad. Oop. I'm gonna go with a okay on that one. It was alright. Wasn't really my cup of tea. I'm gonna go with an okay on that one. That was the Daffo Dildos. What's your excuse? Let's get into Elantra. Get it. Comment, yay, nay, or okay. Let me know what you think about the song. I'm gonna go with an okay. Definitely sounds like a single, dance record, twerk record. Almost sounds like some Megan Thee Stallion, but not a lot of originality in it to me. But it's definitely a workable single, because any record that you can dance to or twerk to is definitely a potential single. All right, let's get into El Hay and Xavier Omar. Love for you. And just know, I don't listen to none of these songs before I review them. I download them, upload them, and I never know what I'm going to get. And we got all genres. That's the beauty of it.
Cause I got love for you, love for you, love for you, baby. You've been on my mind lately. Time every night daily, it's crazy. Cause I got love for you, love for you, love for you, baby. Got you caught up, it don't faze me. So how serious you gon' take me, baby?
Okay, who messed up and fumbled off you? I can never know. Nah, I just wanna spend some time. Tell me what's really on your mind. Healthy and sipping on some wine. Shall we? Can I get to know you more?
Cause I got love for you, love for you, love for you, baby. You've been on my mind lately. Noon time, every night, daily. It's crazy. Cause I got love for you, love for you, love for you, baby. Got you caught up, it don't faze me. So how serious you gon' take me, baby?
Yeah.
Okay, we've been friends way too long.
Hey.
On my way, check your phone.
Hey.
Hopping, we out tonight.
Hey.
Saw the match, you open my eyes. It's on me, I got it. You gon' recognize that I'm not just somebody. I wanna get to know you more.
Cause I got love for you, love for you, love for you, baby.
I like that. I'm going to get out of yay. That's a nice record, man. Nice voice, nice beat, nice catchy hook. I like that. That's a yay, man. That's a good record right there. So we three deep in. Don't forget, it's a $1 skip the line. Promo Palace LLC is the Cash App. And you can send your screenshot proof plus your MP3 to live from Fayette 2XYZ. Appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate anybody tuning in on Facebook, YouTube, And don't forget, any submissions that you do right now, you got to do a $1 skip the line if you want to be reviewed today. If not, I'll review it next time we do reviews. All right, let's get into Damaged and Company Truth. Go with okay on that one. That was Damaged and Company Truth. It was all right. Definitely got a market for it, you know. And that's the thing, music is subjective. I'm not the know all be all, but I do know good music when I hear it, you know. My standards is Michael Jackson, Prince, and Nirvana. So I know good music when I hear it. I'm climbing. I'm gonna give that a yay. I like that. I like the beat. Nice voice, catchy hook. Kind of soulful, man. Kind of soulful. I like that. That's Erica Nicole Malone. I'm climbing. All right, let's get into Freddie Black and Roz Beats. Love You Like That. Freddie Black and Roz Beats. Love You Like That. Let's see what they got.
They don't really love you like that. They don't really love you like that.
Not like they say they do.
They don't really love you like that. They don't really love you like that.
See how they move.
They don't really love you like that. They don't really love you like that.
Not like they say they do.
They don't really love you like that. They don't really love you like that.
See how they move.
They don't love you like they say they do. Cause if they did, then they wouldn't play these games with you. I ain't got time for it. Days are long, but life is short. You go down with the ship, or hit a board. Everything learned wasn't always taught. You can buy the likes, but love can't be bought. No matter how hard I try, nothing lasts forever, we all gonna die. It's a circle of life, living to the fullest, I bite the bullet. The things that they said I couldn't, they dared me cause they thought I wouldn't. But I'm still here, ain't scared of nothing. Only God I fear, yeah. It's too late to act like now you care. When I needed help, you weren't there. What's fair is fair, and love and war, they ain't got no room. So be careful what side you choose, could be a lose-lose. They don't really love you like that. They don't really love you like that. Not like they say they do. They don't really love you like that. They don't really love you like that.
I'ma get at it, yay, man. And I really like this record. It's an underground record, but it's a prime example of how a single in the underground is supposed to sound. My first time hearing it, I'm already reciting the hook because it's a catchy hook. Dope beat, dope rhyme, nice concept, content, you know. That's how an underground single is supposed to sound, man. Like, you still got to have a catchy hook or something that's catchy about the song, the beat and typically the hook. So that was Freddie Black and Roz Beats, Love You Like That, excuse me, and I'm giving that a yay. Let's get into the next one, and remember, I don't know what none of these songs sound like. I don't know what genre I'm going to get. I could have heavy metal one song, hip-hop the next, R&B the next, country the next, reggae the next. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm a music promoter. I'm not a hip-hop promoter. I'm not just a rock promoter or a pop promoter. I'm a music promoter, so I promote all genres, and I appreciate all genres of music. Let's get into Fading Echoes, The First Step Forward. I'm gonna go with an okay with that, man. I didn't really like the change up on it too much. I did like it at first, but the change up really kind of threw me off. But I definitely know that there's definitely a market for it. Probably crazy. That's probably a crazy song to do with a show. But that was Fading Echoes, The First Step Forward, and I'm gonna go with a okay on that. Let's get into Jay Rice, C'est La Vie, or C'est La Vie. My bad.
Times, but I cannot fall for you. How you say you love me now, but I know it's not the truth. Hit your line a couple times, but I'm losing touch with you. I cannot fuck with you. I cannot fuck with you. I cannot fuck with you. Hit your line a couple times, but I'm losing touch with you.
with you.
Something isn't working lately. She want that Birkin, baby. Serve it caviar, mm-hmm. Now serve it turf it, baby. Split a leg, learn some eggs over easy, driving crazy. Acting possessive over me, and I could beep it lately. You thinking Tommy Keisha, perfect like Mona Lisa. I wanted Mona Lisa, but this ain't no fantasy. I got problems she can't see. See no evil, say la vie. Wanna mold me, need a master's or a visa. It's not free. Wanna see that side of me. Wanna really ride with me. Lambo in the driveway, and you cannot ride for me. Lambo in the driveway, and you cannot ride for me. I done fell a couple times, but I cannot fall for you. How you say you love me now, but I know it's not the truth. Hit your line a couple times, but I'm losing touch with you. I cannot fuck with you.
I'm gonna go with an okay on that one. Not a bad record, you know, but it sounds like something I've already heard a lot of times, man. I mean, that sound is just so repetitive and so played out, man. It really is. It's time to like get some new sounds in the hip hop realm. I think that's why you see a lot of these rock artists kind of dabbling back into the 70s and stuff like that. You know, but there's a disconnect in hip hop with the new generation and old. So that probably ain't gonna happen too much. Let's get into the next one. Get Down by the Infinity Chamber. The song is called Get Down and the group is called the Infinity Chamber. I gotta go with another okay. I mean, it's not bad. It's kind of cool, but I wanted more out of the vocals. Pretty basic as a rock record goes. Like, as far as the vocals are, really, really basic. All right, let's get into Lucci Two Times, Chica Chica.
Chicken and chicken pee. Chicken, 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 chicken. I'm in the kitchen with whipping, it smells like vinegar in here, B. Chicken, chicken, chicken. I got the baggage scratched out like chicken, chicken. I got the gas and I stepped out like scratch, scratch, scratch. I got the baggage scratched out like chicken, chicken, chicken. I ran off on the plug, told him get it back in blood. I got my hand on my gun, cause in these streets you can't trust anyone. Having fun, laughing at you bums. I'm not attacking anyone. When I say cookie ass, ain't got a crumb. Look, baby face, Ray, you need to change your name. You need to stay away from the drink, cause you keep gaining weight.
Oh man, I hate to do it, man. Lucci Two Times, I gotta go with a nay, man. Flo is like really needing some work. Really needing some work. I mean, but it was entertaining. It was pretty funny. I like how he did a chick, chick, chick sound like he went into a scratch in a record and whatnot, like, work on your craft, man. Work on your delivery. Work on your flow, man. And you might could have something there. All right, let's get into Jeff Christie driving down to Memphis. Jeff Christie driving down to Memphis. I know a lot of people don't rock with country, man, but I like some country. I'm gonna get at it okay. I wanted more out of the vocals, and it wasn't too bad of a beat. Like the change up, it's definitely something I could hear playing in a country bar and whatnot. So we're gonna get into a quick Dizzle commercial break. And then we're gonna come right back.
That Dizzle ain't no joke, got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up, Bobby Dizzle thug. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. Another one. Gonna have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot. 40 sold out in your store. That Dizzle.
That's right. I really mean it. You could Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice and it's nice. When you order your very own bottle or bottles, go to DizzleBrand.com. All right, so let's get back into it. We are more than halfway through. Let's get into the next song, which is Shantrex featuring Daedra, Intro of All Time. See what they got.
Get a show, yeah. Little me be walking. We be popping on charts. Yeah, we're litty. Getting to the top. We no lean. We just started from the bottom. We can't leave. So we keep grinding till we hit the 100 millies. And they pull up in the back. That I'm sunny, no why. What I need, that I pull up in the club. Ooh, wee. I'ma keep grinding till I hit the 100 millis. Did I get up to the why? 100 millis, did I get up to the why? 100 millis, did I get up to the why? 100 millis, we keep grinding till we hit the 100 millis. Did I get up to the.
Yes, yes, smells kind of good. Calling all my niggas, bosses, cause I know that very soon there shall be one. Something like Thomas, but not from the Bible, but a nigga with some romance. I know you know the title, I'm moving with the rifle in my head. When I see the chance, I pull the trigger. You know I'm the flicker in this thing called life. I'm the go-getter, I wanna do better than I did last year. New year with some upgrade on how I view things. Pushing these limits, man, I don't need a hand. Stacking up the brick like the Adidas does. You can never reach me, cause I'm growing far from Mars. But real, real, my boy, I'm too industrious. You can tell that my flows are so fabulous. Marvelous is how I look, sex looks and gorgeous. Four nigga mung and drama sin drama evo pena vini bogus. Pagai vanga seva kamba vama chita guy. Kustatia osa gacha before that kwenze focus. Boy, I know it's coopy. That doesn't do a thing, but busy kungo parking up. Stranded moon street, sipping no muzini. But the same nigga, he couldn't reach the sky. I'm saying stranded moon street, sipping no muzini. But the same brother, he couldn't reach the sky.
Yeah, we're litty, getting to the top. We no lean, we just started from the bottom. We can't leave, so we keep grinding till we hit the 100 millies. And they pull up in the back, Bentley. Then I'm signing, no why. What I need, then I pull up in the club.
I don't know what to do with saying when he was rapping, man, what language that was, but I'm gonna get out of yay, man. I definitely like that record, man. That sounds like a single, especially in that international market. Let's get into the next one, 39th Gate of Hell, and this song is called Monkey. Definitely trying to figure out what they're talking about that record, but I kind of like it, man. It sounds kind of cool, man. I'm gonna give it a yay. That was 39th Gate of Hell. The name of the record was Monkey. I think that's a female band, if I'm not mistaken. Let's get into the next one. We got Diesel, Rotten Rascals. What's up, Diesel from the Rotten Rascals? What's up?
Tilting, knocking what's up? Naughty by nature, what's up? Rotten rascals, this is us, what's up? Chaos the druids, what's up? Reek the kids, what's up? Rotten rascals, this is us, what's up?
I'm going to go with okay on that one. I'm going to go with okay with on that one. I'm be honest. I wanted more from the flow, man. I wanted more from the flow from Diesel on that one. We got four tracks left. Remember, if anybody want to skip the line before I get off, it's $1 per song to skip the line. Promo Palace LLC Cash App. And then send the MP3 plus screenshot proof to liveforvietnam@gmail.com. Let's get into Lilac, Heaven and Hell. Okay on that one. I'm gonna go with that okay. I almost wanted to go with a yay, but I'm gonna go with an okay. It's not a bad record though at all. Let's get into the Steve Clapp Project. We've had him on here a few times. The Steve Clapp Project Exile. Let's see what Steve Clapp's got for us today. I hate to do it, Steve, man. I got to give it an A. I'm not rocking with it. It's just, it's very awkward. The tempo, everything about it is kind of awkward. It just sounds like so offbeat to me, even for that genre. Let's get into Vice, Soletric. Vice for President is the song, and the artist is Vice Soletric. Let's see what you got.
Y'all know how we do. P-Rock. Let's go.
Okay.
Where you at? I kill it from the front to the back. Any scene is a rap. After viewing all evidence, it's evident your need. Vice the king, vice the president. Without further ado, I murder the loop. Another bang bang to insert in your coup. Word on the street, you drop, it's sort of cute. My words on the streets, the blocks, and sailor suits, it's the president. Not seeking your votes any longer. I'm a hawk in my tongue, couldn't get any stronger. Mission complete with me and P chop it up.
I like this one. I don't know this why might be song of the day. Free me
I terminate Sarah Connor, explain it to your honor. They say this kid here is a G to keep it Obama. I let the gangsters grill, I don't believe in no drama. I believe my zeros need more cameras. I believe heroes are more than flowers and pajamas. I done spent so many hours paying homage, studying the game, gaining knowledge. To be a leader, to be abolished. I don't take thrones, I create my own, to be honest. That's how we do, man. Jinx, I don't know what they thought I was about to come and do, man. You give me this type of heat.
I'll let this one play a little longer.
Where you at? I kill it from the front to the back. Any scene is a rap. After viewing all evidence, it's evidence y'all need. Vice the king, vice the president. It's more than my pleasure to give y'all the raw treasure. Jewels I fumble, offsetting the mumble. Bypass humble, broadcasting like a gumbo. Hit me on every block like Mutombo. All peers, all ears, y'all Dumbo. Engineer got my mix on gumbo. What a turn of events. Big will turn in his grave if the God was here to witness how you rappers behave. I ain't taking no blame, only spitting flame. A building with an OG soaking and getting game. Ain't been a freshman this ready since Mr. James. Nice to meet you. Agent nothing but a number.
Yo, that's a yay, man. And I forgot that's the track produced by P Rock. I couldn't see the who it says produced by. But, yo, that's dope. The rhyme was dope. Delivery was dope. Beat is dope. Everything about that is dope, man. Wow, man. Pete Rock's having a really nice run right now. All right, so we about to get into the last song of the day. And that song that we just played might be song of the day right there. Vice Soletric. Vice for president. But let's get into an artist that's never got anything less than a yay on this show before. Gasner the Artist, Only Woman for Me. Gasner the Artist, Only Woman for Me. See what he got.
Listen to me now, if y'all don't mind. Wanna talk about this woman I have. Ooh, yeah. She was born in Mississippi, right outside Tupelo. Got the best damn cooking, everything that I ever want. And she put up with the boss. Hey, she's the only woman. She got food on the table, yeah. Got it from her mama, she taught her how to treat a man.
No.
Oh yeah. I don't deserve her, but baby is an angel. She took me back many times, even though I had cheated on her.
Look at here.
I'm headed 65 now, yeah. Connected to the 22 West,
yeah.
She was born in Mississippi, right outside Tupelo.
Right outside Tupelo.
Got the best damn cooking,
ooh.
Everything that I ever want.
Yeah,
yeah, she put up with my boss.
Put up with my boss.
She's the only woman.
I'm the only woman
for me.
Yeah.
And I put that on everything.
Ooh.
Loving you is wrong.
Take the place of my baby. No, don't nobody know me better than Tracy.
Yeah.
She know me like a book. My baby give me.
She give me what I want when I want it.
When I want it.
Whenever I
need it. She get freaky in the bed, she jump on it. She know how to please me.
I'm headed 65 north.
That's a yay. And the last song of the day, I always play that one out longer. Wow, this is going to be tough, man. Like, song of the day is definitely between Vice Soletric and Gasner, the artist, man. I really like the Vice Soletric record, but it's definitely not a single. Compared to the Gasner the Artist. So I got to go with Gasner the Artist, man. I like his record. I know why I thought he sounded like Jodeci the first time I heard him, because he's got that Southern feel, you know, that Southern voice. Jodeci's from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm from Vietnam, North Carolina, otherwise known as Fayetteville. And, yeah, he's got that soulful sound, man, that soulful voice. He just puts so much energy, so much soul, and so much passion into his music every time I hear it, man. Like, he's yet to get an okay on this show because he just puts so much into it. Same thing with Rex. Rex, every song he's submitted, it's a yay because he puts so much into it. You know, not just the energy, just the attention to detail, the production, the vocals, the delivery, you know. Gasner got something going here, man. I really like his sound, man. So I'm going to go with Gasner the Artist, Only Woman for Me as Song of the Day. And he also, you know, he recycled that hook. If love and you is wrong, then I don't want to be right. But Vice, that Vice Soletric record produced by Pete Rock, that's a dope record, man. That's a yay for me. We had a few yays today. A lot of okays. Not a lot of great music today. I like the Erica Nicole Malone, I'm Climbing. That might have been number three for me, or this Freddie Black and Roz Beats. A lot of the rock records and the metal records, I felt like could have been better today. But yeah, man. Gasner the Artist, keep doing your thing. Vice Soletric, you got a new fan. I'm definitely going to make sure I follow you on Instagram. And that's the thing, I follow all these artists on social media anyways, you know. And anyways, got a yay, I'm going to post up your clips and post them to Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter. I'm going to tag you as long as your socials are in the email or available that I can find them and whatnot. Also, please go follow at Paul Pickett Podcast. We got a couple new interviews. We just dropped the interview with the amateur MMA fighter and boxer Warren Panasco. And then we just interviewed the youngest bare-knuckle fighter in BKFC prospect history. Fought his first fight at like 18 and never fought no amateur fighting or nothing before that. Just tried out and got a fight, and he didn't win, but still, at 18, I mean, he's going against grown men. That's amazing. That's definitely amazing. Before we leave, let me get to another quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. You need online marketing promotions for your music, product, brand, or service. Please go to promopalace.biz. I always recommend pushing your YouTube channel. And if you promoting a brand, to promote on TikTok as well, like TikTok, crazy. It's crazy results. We've took less than $100 and gotten 9 million views for artists on TikTok with their music. So definitely check us out. And y'all need to stop getting caught up in this the streaming world and whatnot. And another thing is, artists, I want to, before I go, you know, when Chuck T is telling you, like, in these music reviews and in these videos I've seen, that, like, y'all need record breakers and, like, professional people, like, listening to your music and giving you advice, you do. Artists, I hate to say it, man, y'all are the worst at picking singles. Y'all are the worst at picking singles, man. Like, if you've never been involved with breaking a record or breaking an artist, and even common sense and common knowledge should tell you, when you go listen to a lot of these hit records, like these records that some, you know, especially with these artists that people be like, oh, they're whack artists or trash artists, but they got hit records. A lot of that is what I said last episode, is it's the beat and the hook. If you got a dope beat and you got a real dope, catchy hook that people start reciting, you pretty much, it doesn't matter what you do in any other part of the song, as long as you got a dope beat and a dope hook. You know, the thing is with fandom and fanatics in music, like, fanatics got to be reciting your music to really be fanatics. Like, if they're not reciting your song and or your hook every time it comes on, they're not really fanatics. And they probably should be reciting some of your verse. Like, when you go to a Jordan Lucas show, I've seen, like, Jordan Lucas with no radio hit records, just YouTube, like, YouTube traction and movement, go to a show, and everybody in the crowd knows every word to every song, man. I mean, that's fanatics. So, yeah, man. And a cat like Joyner, it's crazy that he got so many people reciting his music, because he's a little bit more complex of a artist and a musician and a rapper. But you still, like, typically you want to make the hooks as basic, as simple as possible, so people can recite them. People that don't actually make music need to be able to recite your music, you know. And people are, we always talk about, it's a brainwash effect where they play the music over and over and over and over and over again. And well, at the same time, it's got to be simple. It can't be complex for them to recite your music over and over and over and over again. Like I said before, like, who could recite all of Twister's lyrics, or who could recite all of Bone's lyrics, or who could recite everything that Busta Rhymes is saying on a song when he's fast rapping? You know, when you get into these rappers that rap fast and they're more complex, the Tech Nines and whatnot, people can't recite all their lyrics. That's why you need the lyrics video. You need the lyric videos for cats like that, man, because you can't recite the lyrics any otherwise. You know, the more basic and the more simple, the more easy it is for the average fan to recite it, and the more they hear it, the more they might like it. Same thing with Post Malone, White Iverson. At first, I didn't like it, but after hearing it for a while, I'm like, it grew on me. I was like, okay, I get it. This ain't a bad record. I see why this blew up like it did, you know. And people can sit there and, you know, downplay Post Malone's career all they want, but it ain't gonna work. I ain't trying to hear it, because Post Malone knows how to, not only did he know how to make a hit record, he knew how to make another hit record and another hit record, you know. Because, I mean, when you're on major labels, that's all they care about. Next hit and the next hit and the next hit and the next hit. Even in the world of just singles and no albums, they just want to know, is the next one going to be a hit? And the next one going to be a hit? And they care about every song hitting the numbers, man. Hitting the marks. You know, that's why it's best to just be independent and set your own bar, your own standards, and your own personal goals of what you think your success is, you know? The typical goal, like, minimal goal, is you want to get at least 10,000 fans that are paid for a single every time you drop, like a digital download or your single, or your album, or they'll buy a t-shirt every time you drop. You know what I'm saying? That's typically what you want. 10,000 people spending $10 to $20 every time you drop in a piece of something. A shirt, a hat, a hoodie, a single, an album, whatever it may be. I've seen artists make a living off of just 10,000 fans and don't even do shows. Don't do no shows. They just live life, enjoy it with their family, and make a revenue off of putting out their music and giving music to their fan base that loves their music. And they also teach artists how to get to those 10,000 fans. Because that's the thing, man. It's hard. It's hard for artists to build fan base because y'all never thinking about building fan base. Y'all just thinking about getting a million plays on Spotify or just getting added to a Spotify playlist, which doesn't necessarily build fan base unless you're getting added to like Rap Caviar or something. You know, you got to engage with fans on social media. You got to put out content. You got to put out good content. You got to consistently put out good content or put out not necessarily just good content. You got to consistently put out content that people are going to engage with and interact with over and over and over again, you know, and you might want to advertise. You might want to pay influencers. That's my philosophy. Ads and influencers, ads and influencers. Say it with me. Ads and influencers, ads and influencers. Until you got it in your head, because y'all stuck on these playlists, man. And now they out here, got the AI. They got the AI out there removing artist music, whether you paying for real promo or you paying for the bot promo. If you paying for any third-party promotion on Spotify and they even think you're paying for a third-party promotion, they will remove your music. And then the AI, it's going to get it wrong a lot of times. It's not always going to get it right. And even human beings are going to get it wrong. If human beings ain't perfect, AI is not never going to be. It's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. It's always going to make mistakes like humans, you know. And labels have no problem going to AI music. Because guess what? How much money they got to pay AI artists? $0. $0. If they could make the same amount of money off of AI music as a artist, a real artist, or even close to it, trust me, labels would be fine with every single artist music being released under the label being AI. They don't care. They only care about dollars and cents, man. Labels don't care about quality of music no more. So you best believe they don't care about AI take it over. So artists, man, y'all better get it right, man. Y'all better start pumping out content, not just music, pumping out content, the day-to-day content, whatever you're eating, whatever you're drinking, I don't care. Walking your dog, walking your cat, thought of the day, whatever it may be. Lip sync to your TikToks, drop the little 60-second clips of your TikTok music video lip syncs. I don't care what it is. You got to pump out the content. You got to advertise whatever you can afford. And they got the new YouTube ads that I'm running now. I paid, $10 for one ad, and I've got over 170-something subscribers on one of my channels just off of that $10 ad, not counting views or likes or any comments, you know. And YouTube subscribers are way more valuable than, like, Instagram followers and Facebook likes and Twitter followers, because they're so much harder to get. You can't just do like follow for follow on YouTube and stuff like that. That doesn't work. You got to pump out content. You got to advertise. You got to be seen. You know, they don't got the, it ain't like TikTok. TikTok, if you actually, you know, get some kind of traction, the algorithms are actually pumping out further and further. So if you got an influencer, that's already getting traction on TikTok and you pay them, you know, bam, there you go. They could get it moving to you to where you get 9 million views off of one post. You know what I'm saying? And there's some TikTok influencers out here that, you know, have millions of followers that are charging less than $100 to post. You know, you just got to be willing to not... you know, you got to be willing to kind of branch out to the worldwide too. That's another thing. Artists, stop trying to just focus on the U.S. market. Stop trying to focus on just the U.S. market. I could tell you right now, most of these artists being broke when they advertise, they're not just advertising the U.S. They're advertising worldwide out the gate, man. You get more engagement overseas. It doesn't matter if it's new school music or old school music. You get more engagement overseas. You can break an artist easier overseas. Most R&B and pop artists are being broke in the Asian market first. Go back and check out the story of Queen, band out of the UK. Where did they break them out? They first took them on tour in Japan. Come on, people. Come on, people, man. Y'all gotta know this stuff, man. You can't get a lot of engagement out of the U.S. First of all, the ads are more expensive. You get less views, less impressions, and less comments, less likes, less everything. U.S. is, you got to take it worldwide. Don't be worried about if you got Philippines cats or China cats or India cats. Those countries got bigger populations of people anyways. More people in those countries are on the internet and engaging with content on the internet anyways. And those shows are bigger. If you get a show overseas, the show's always going to be bigger. There's going to be way more people at the show. They're going to pay you more to do the show. It's going to cost more to get you over there. So the shows are always going to be bigger, man. So yeah, man, stop focusing on just the USA market. Focus on worldwide. We target English-speaking people worldwide. You could break it down to genre. That's fine. You know, start doing these ads. Start paying influencers. Instagram influencers, too. Instagram influencers, YouTube influencers, TikTok influencers. I mean, even Facebook influencers. The artist I know that's got 10,000 fans that doesn't even tour and makes a living is literally made most of that off of running Facebook ads. And that's another place where I can get crazy engagement. If I run Facebook ads, I'm not worried about U.S. market. I'm worried about going for like Philippines and Indonesia and Estonia and maybe South Africa and Uganda, you know, places like that where I'm going to get way more engagement. I'm going to get way more bang for my buck, way more bang for my buck. You know, people are going to appreciate the content even more. They're not going to be in Haterville mentality, which is Fayetteville mentality, Haterville mentality, Fayetteville mentality, you know. So, all right, we just went over this hour mark. I'm about to wrap it up. If I get a bunch more reviews sometime during the weekday, I'll probably go on live during the weekdays. Next week we got, let me see who we got this next Friday. I want to say we got Cooley High. I could be mistaken. We still got Cooley High. We still got Minnesota from Money Boss Players. Who else we got? We still got Punchline. We had to reschedule Punchline. Go check out. We just did the interview with Mr. Servon. We just did the interview with Pace One. We still got Ben Malik, Barbara Miles, and yeah, next week is Cooley High. We got Cooley High next week. Appreciate anybody tuning in. All the artists keep submitting music live from Vietnam at gmail.com. I repeat, live from Vietnam at gmail.com. We out.